When you're trying to get better at what you do, or improve your relationship, or gain more depth and wisdom as a person, how do you gain insight? How do you overcome obstacles? How do you work harder or longer? And how do you wait for things to get better? Well, if you focus on goals, you may hit goals, but that doesn't guarantee growth. If you focus on growth, then you will always hit your goals. Hey, thanks for tuning in. My name's Tim Roberts, and I am a life coach. I have been a certified life coach for the last 2 years now, and I've been a fitness professional for the last decade. And in today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down how to become more of an intentional leader, because growth doesn't just happen. And we're going to break down, I would say, eight of the gap traps that people fall into. And if you have dreams, goals, or aspirations, you need to grow to achieve them. But if you're like most people, you have one or more mistakes or beliefs that create gaps that keep you from growing and reaching in your potential. So let's take a look at the following eight misconceptions about growth that may be holding you back from being as intentional as you need to be. So the first gap I want to talk about is the assumption gap. Okay, this is the I assume that I will automatically grow. And I get it, when we were children, our bodies grew automatically, right? So a year goes by, we become taller, stronger, more capable of doing new things and facing new challenges. I think many people carry into adulthood a subconscious belief that mental, spiritual, and emotional growth follows in a similar pattern. But as time goes by and we simply get better, we're kind of like Charlie Brown in, Peanuts comic strip. He once said, "I think I've discovered the secret of life. You just hang around until you get used to it." You see, the problem is that we don't improve by simply living. We have to be intentional about it. No one improves by accident. Personal growth doesn't just happen on its own. And once you're done with your formal education, you must take complete ownership of growth process, because nobody else will do it for you. If you really want your life to improve, you must improve yourself. And it's got to be a conscious goal. Number two, the knowledge gap. I don't know how to grow. So many people learn only from the school of hard knocks. Difficult experiences teach them lessons the hard way, and they change sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. The lessons are random and difficult. It's much better to plan your growth intentionally, trust me. You decide where you need or want to grow. You choose what you will learn, and you follow through discipline, going at that pace you set. I mean, think about what it is what you want to do. Whom do you want to be? Make a list of things that will help you reach that goal and be that person. Is there something on that list that you can do now, today? Well, do it. When you start working actively towards your goal, you find that the door of personal growth opens a crack. You stick your foot in, and then you begin to grow with more opportunities everywhere. Your world begins to open up, you get accomplished, you learn more, and the other opportunities that begin to present themselves appear. Okay, the next one is the timing gap. This one's kind of like it's not the right time to begin. Right? So, whether you feel prompted to or not, now is the time to start growing. Literally, right now. The reality is that you will never get much done unless you go ahead and do it before you are ready. If you're not already intentionally growing, you need to get started today. If you don't, you may reach some goals, which you can celebrate, but you will eventually plateau. Once you start growing intentionally, you can keep growing and keep asking, what is next? Okay, so the mistake gap. This one is, I'm afraid of mistakes. So, growing can be a messy business, I'm not gonna lie. It means, admitting you don't have the answers, which is an ego thing. It requires making mistakes, which is scary. It can make you look foolish, which is awkward. Most people do not enjoy that. But it is the price of admission if you want to improve. If you want to grow, You need to get away from any fear you have of making mistakes. There was an author and a professor. His name is Warren Bennis. And he said, a mistake is simply another way of doing things. So when you become intentional about growing, expect to make mistakes pretty much every day and welcome them as a sign that you're moving into the right direction. Number five, the perfection gap. Guys, so this one is I have to find the best way before I start. How many people say that, right? It's very similar to the mistake gap and the perfection gap. It's the desire to find the best way to get started in a growth plan. You see, that's what I thought when I started working on my own personal growth. But what I discovered is that I had it backward. And I had to get started if I wanted to get the best way or actually just find the best way. It's similar to driving on an unfamiliar road at night. Ideally, you would like to see the whole route before you begin. But you see it progressively, right? As you move forward, a little more of the road is revealed to you. If you want to see more of the way, well, then you got to get moving. Number six, the inspiration gap. This is like, I don't feel like doing it. That's that person. So you may not feel inspired to aggressively pursue a growth plan if you haven't started yet. If that's the case, please trust me when I say that the reasons to keep growing far outweigh the reasons to start growing. And you discover the reasons to stay with your growth only if you stick with it long enough to start reaping the benefits. Trust me. So make up a commitment to yourself to start and stick with it for at least 12 months. If you do, you will fall in love with the process. You will be able to look back at the end of the year and see how far you've come. That's actually exactly what I did for losing 70 pounds. Is I consistently went to the gym for 12 to 14 months, and as I looked back, I lost 70 pounds. So there's a great example of being consistent and breaking through that inspiration gap. Number seven. We're almost done, guys. Hang in there. Number seven, the comparison gap. Others are better than I am. That's what you would say. The first 10 years that I was intentionally pursuing personal growth, I was always trying to catch up, to be honest. I had to get over the comparison gap. I recognized I needed to be exposed to bigger and better leaders outside my small circle. But when I stepped out of my comfort zone, I was intimidated. It was clear that I was not in their league. These organizations were like six times the size of what I had ever been to, and they had way more and much better ideas than I felt I did. I felt like I was in over my head and I was trying to swim, but I was drowning. And despite that, I was encouraged. Why? Because I discovered that great men are willing to share their ideas, and I was learning so much. You can learn only if others are ahead of you. It was a difficult transition for me, but it was well worth it. So if you're aware that others are better than you, don't be discouraged. Be glad others are there to help you and show you the way. Okay, you guys ready? The expectation gap. I thought it would be easier than this. That's what they would say. I don't know any successful person who thinks growth comes quickly. Climbing to the top is easy. It's not. It just doesn't happen. People create their own luck. And you know what? Want to know how? Here's the formula. Preparation, which is growth, plus attitude, plus opportunity, plus action, which is like, doing something about it, equals luck. Literally, it all starts with preparation. Unfortunately, that takes time. But here's the best news. Jim Rohn said, "You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your destination overnight." So you can't change your destination, but you can change your direction. And if you want to reach your goals and fulfill your potential, become intentional about your personal growth. I guarantee you, it will change your life. thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I'm really thankful for you guys to allow me to help you just be more intentful about your learning, be more intentful about your growth. And go back and listen to this. Really tune in to which of these gaps speaks to you. And then work on those things. On the next episode, I'm going to be talking about how to make the transition into intentional growth. And what are some of the things that we should be asking ourselves? What's the big question? Do we do it now? How do we face the fear factor? And how do we change from incidental to intentional? But much more in the next episode. I sincerely appreciate your guys' time. For all information on my life coaching and my fitness, you guys can visit bodiesbytim.com. You guys are more than happy or welcome to follow me on my social media, Bodies by Tim. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, obviously on all the podcasts. And please like and share this podcast. It really helps leaving a review or allowing people to share this knowledge. There is a lot of education out there, and I know that if you feel someone specifically needs this, it helps filter out some of the confusion and give them the answers right away. So thank you so much, and I appreciate you for listening.